Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is Die Laughing, of course, by Therapy on Radio Nova and the incredible, you know, celebrated three-piece from Larne. They are celebrating 30 years of Trouble Gum, 30 years old this year, and they're on tour to celebrate and playing the Olympia Theatre next Thursday, the Three Olympia next Thursday. And we're very, very lucky because we have Michael McKeegan on the line. How you doing, Michael?
Very good, Kieran. Lovely. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure to have you. And I know it's been a long day with the hour change and everything, but we made it. We made it to now. So why don't we have a chat about this fantastic album, Trouble Gum? So I suppose, how does it feel to be out on tour playing and kind of celebrating this album?
It's quite mind-boggling, really. You know, when I think back to when we were putting the album together and when we were, you know, living through that process of, you know, touring it and promoting it and all the rest of it. I mean, we weren't really a 30 years down the line kind of outlook band at the time, as most bands aren't, you know. So even, you know, 3 days was kind of our kind of window of vision for what we were up to at the time. So it's quite incredible looking back. And what I've really, really enjoyed about this kind of thing is we did a tour previous for the 20th anniversary of it. And it's just nice because when you're caught up in the whole hullabaloo of the album at the time, and, you know, the train is just rolling, you know, you're barely clinging on to it. It's really nice to be able to look back and go and enjoy and just appreciate all those amazing things that came from the album. And we're very, very lucky in that the album, how to put it, it's a good album. You know, we're still really proud of it. It would be, you know, it could be a bit more challenging if it was like an album we weren't, you know, 100% into, or it was something that had been maybe, you know, some artistic decisions had been forced upon us. But this one's pretty much a good focus, pure, you know, it's very much from the heart, and that really translates to us playing it now, you know, 30 years down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, wasn't it Lemmy from Motorhead who said, if you're remembered for an album, you know, better be a good one. So
it's really most definitely, yeah. I'd agree with that.
So so in 1994, you'd released two much heavier, I suppose, mini albums, Baby Teeth and Pleasure Death, and then Nurse was your debut. And so the turn to Trouble Gum, I suppose, was it brought out a bit more of the melody. I hope that's okay to say that. I mean, the amount of melody in it kind of increased, and it was just this kind of perfect storm of, you know, passion and melody and power and personality. And so was that a natural thing? It happened, or was it a decision you wanted to lean into?
Well, I think it was more, I definitely say it was a natural thing, because that was, we probably still are quite restless in that, you know, once we've, you know, tackled something, we tend to move on pretty quickly. And the first two indie mini albums, they're quite noisy and chaotic. And then Nurse, the major label debut, we kind of really shied away from, you know, the pressures of going, in inverted commas, grunge, which seemed to be a lot of what the label was after. So we did it's quite a stark, rhythmic, stripped down, you know, kind of album, quite dry sounding. So when it got to time to put Trouble Gum together, it was almost a bit like, well, we could try this melody thing, see if it's got legs type thing. We could maybe push that a wee bit. And that was as much of a conversation we really had about it. It was just to try, you know, we've done noise, we've done the rhythmic thing, maybe we'll pull a bit more melody into it. And I think with the approach that we had, we wanted to make it very cohesive, have lots of energy, and also maybe have a bit of a nod to the, I suppose, the Ulster punk bands that we grew up on, like, you know, the Undertones and SLF and stuff like that. There's almost a kind of a stripped down naivety to some of the, you know, the melodies and things like that. So we lent into that with the usual kind of Killing Joke and Husker Du and Metallica influences that we probably would have had at the time as well.
Yeah, but it's funny because at the time it would have been a sort of a little departure. But then the next album returned to kind of heavier sounds. You know, later in your career, you've got to Crooked Timber and stuff like that, which is much heavier again or whatever. It's funny that maybe as a band, I wonder, do you say like, because people might say this is the therapy sound, but for your band, I mean, you've been, you know, you're lucky enough to have explored loads of different kind of, you know, shades on that spectrum. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm glad you pick up on that, because sometimes I think a lot of people think that we've got like 16 albums that sound like Trouble Gum, and also all of Trouble Gum sounds like the song Nowhere, which, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, we can kind of be our own worst enemies, because our field isn't very narrow. Sometimes even some narrower parameters would be more helpful in keeping things on track. But then you don't have those brilliant lucky accidents that happen when you think, you know, what happens if we stick this with this or try that like that, you know? So I think Trouble Gum is possibly more of an anomaly in our back catalogue than people realise. Obviously, there's threads of that melody that run through all the albums, even going back to Baby Teeth. I suppose the bottom line is we like songs. You know, there's always a song, and it's just a different way of presenting it, whether it's a bit more off kilter and quirky, or whether it's a bit more stripped down and in your face type approach we take to it. But I think with Trouble Gum especially, one of its strengths is it's kind of no two songs sound the same, but they all hang together really well. I suppose if you look at something like Unrequited and maybe Nowhere, they're kind of very, very different sounding songs, but it all kind of works. I don't really know how we did that.
Well, I mean, there's a freedom there, isn't there? There's a kind of an excitement in discovery that comes with that kind of thing. But like, so, I mean, you know, it did amazingly well. It was shortlisted for the Mercury Music Prize that year. It was listed as the top album of 94 in Kerrang. And like, that's an amazing thing. The music that was around that period, 1994, like, it's just, for that to be the top album, like, it must have opened some incredible doors.
Oh, definitely. And I think on all those levels, you know, it kind of took it from, I mean, it was a worldwide type thing, which, you know, being, you know, totally brutal about it, I suppose in a lot of ways, that's why we can pretty much go and play anywhere in the world and there will be people there. If they know the band, they will know the Trouble Gum album. That's what they know. You know what I mean? They might not know the other 15 albums or maybe just a couple of them. But yeah, it's quite incredible the opportunities that brought. And I think when it landed in 94, I mean, that was... But Trouble Gum came out after Nevermind, but before Dookie. So I think there was definitely something that had appealed to both the people, you know, or both those audiences that really connected with Nevermind and then later connected with Dookie. So we were kind of right in there. We probably had more of a metal riffy edge than possibly Nirvana or Green Day. And I think that then tipped us over into a kind of an audience that maybe thought Nirvana and Green Day were maybe too lightweight for them or something, because we had more of that chunky Metallica style riffing, you know, some of that thick Killing Joke gnarly guitar stuff, and obviously the, you know, that Steve Albini, Big Black were a big influence on the Therapy thing. You can hear that in Knives and stuff. And
yeah.
I think it was a very good time to make a record like that. And I think just even seeing the legacy of it and the amount of musicians, you know, back then and even now, that say when they heard it, they were like, right, this is something that we can relate to and we want to get on board with. And it's interesting when, you know, that whole time in 94, 95 was pretty insane, but you'd be going on tour and the most unlikely characters would just pop up and say, oh yeah, Trouble Gum, great album. It'd be like, wow, okay, this is really bizarre.
yeah. Well, I mean, so the big gig is this Thursday in the Olympia, the Three Olympia Theatre. And I just checked, there's a couple of tickets left for it. But what an amazing show that will be. What can people expect at the show? I mean, aside from playing the playing the album, what can people expect from the show?
Well, we've done it a little bit different this time, because the last time we did it, we played the album kind of in order, verbatim. And then we played some other stuff at the end. I mean, we spent a bit of time on it. We went back and looked at the set lists from that Trouble Gum tour, the sort of like early March, early 94 tour when the album came out in the UK. And we looked at that and we kind of have based a set around that where it's got, because Classic Therapy, but back then we didn't play all of the new album on that tour. We only ever played 12 songs. So there was always two songs that we never played.
Well, that's what you do, though, with a brand new album tour, don't you? Because people want to hear the ones they know, and then you sprinkle in the new ones. And it must be weird that we were
obviously doing that, and then we just had never. One of the songs you only ever played once, which is bonkers. But yeah, you're right. It's the new album tour, so you think, oh, we can only really, if we're really pushing it, we can maybe get 10 new tunes in here. Yeah. So we've got the full 14 in the set, and then we looked at other stuff that we would have playing in that era. So there's nothing post 1994, which is quite funny because there's been some people on social media going, why are you not playing this
X,
song?
Y, and Z,
like, because we hadn't written it then.
Right, yeah. So it's like a time capsule. So it's like you're walking into, you know, that time period.
Like that, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, 94, I suppose we were a bit more heads down C at the end. I mean, this is proper because we want to present the songs nicely to the people and everyone have a good time.
Well, look at Michael. Congratulations, you know, on such an incredible legacy and such an amazing album. And the vinyl 2 LP set is out now of Trouble Gum. Michael, have a great show on Thursday night.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kieran. Take care, man.
Thanks so much for chatting to us. Let's play something great from the album. This was, I suppose, the big hit. This is Screamager. This is Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.